Hello. I thank you fine young folks of the Sunday School for asking me to talk on a subject that's near to my heart. Community. I was born around 1840 in the state of Virginia. My parents were slaves, and yes, that made me and my sisters and brothers all slaves too. I have heard the most heart-wrenching tales of families that was separated or sold apart from each another. Can you imagine being separated from your babies or your husband? There just aren't words for that kind of cruelty. But we aren't here today to discuss the evils of slavery. Anyway, I was blessed that my family was all together. Both of my parents, you might remember them, Jonathan and Louisa Richardson. They were slaves on the same plantation, but we were slaves with no say-so. In 1856, my parents could no longer put up with slavery. The master's health was poorly, and his sons walked around all of us, taking stock like they already owned us. We didn't know what would happen when the master was gone. I guess my parents figured there might not ever be a better time to set foot on the road to freedom. So we got together what little we had and hit the road. My brother Albert and I was 16 then. There were 8 of us on the run. Daddy, Mama, myself, Albert, my sisters Suzanne and Catherine, and my younger brothers, Daniel, who was 5, and George, barely aged 3. We had our trials before coming to the land of Queen Victoria and making a new home here in Buxton, where we could live with pride. But we got here, and we made a new life. Now many of you young folks here will remember how hard those early days in Buxton was. Fugitives arriving with little or nothing but the clothes on their back, like us. You see, this fine settlement didn't accept charity. We knew folks was watching us, so we proved to them, ourselves, and the rest of the world that we could take care of our own. The people of Buxton helped us to get on our feet, and we helped those who came after us the best we could. We worked from dawn to dusk clearing land and building homes. We worked from sea to cant. But those was good days, because we weren't slaves. We was working for ourselves and for our families. Daddy bought land on the 13th, and we got busy. We was only about a mile from the mission school and church. Let me tell you, I was mighty jealous of my younger brothers and sisters, who got to go to school most of the days, weather permitting. But my parents were elderly, and I was needed on the farm. I surely was grateful to get to the Thursday night classes. It may sound strange to you all, but I wasn't as shy asking my little brother George for help on my lessons. And I was as proud as a peacock when I could read from his lessons. You know, when we were slaves, we wasn't allowed to learn to read or write, or do sums. It was against the law to teach a slave. And I was like a thirsty sponge and soaked up all I could. Now I know that you all know my good husband, the Reverend Samuel Bowser Jones. We married in 1861, one day after Christmas. I was 21 years old then. We met here in Buxton in 1859, when he was just plain Mr. Sam Jones, before he took to preaching. Sam ran away same as me, but he came from Maryland with his older brother, Talbert. Maybe some of you have read Mr. William Steele's book, The Underground Railroad. Mr. Steele talks about how our Sam and he tells all about him and Talbert stopping at his house in Philly on page 317. Sam and Talbert made their way to Buxton. Well, when he got here, the Buxton Liberty Bell rang to announce their arrival in our settlement, and the whole community welcomed them. He worked powerful hard to make money and to buy land and get himself an education. Sam bought property near my family on the 13th concession. Before long, he bought land on the 8th and 12th concessions too. We met here on the 12th at the First Baptist Church, where we were both members. Sam and I raised our 12 babies. We provided and cared for each of our children. My daughter Priscilla was a great help with the younger children, but don't you fool yourselves. We couldn't be everywhere at once. Our neighbors kept a watchful eye on our youngsters, just as we kept an eye on theirs. We knew who was doing what. Our boy Joseph stayed busy keeping the wood box full.
after he forgot to get his chores done before he went fishing. All us women shared remedies to cure fevers and sickness. We went to each other's children's weddings, and now we watch them raise their own families. We come together to bury our loved ones. Sam and I have been proud to belong to such a caring community and was glad to be able to contribute any time we could. I was just speechless when I was asked to draft the village plan for North Buxton. Can you imagine? My work is recorded in the Registry Office of Chatham. When the war broke out in the States, we wanted to fight, but we wasn't allowed. We were mighty proud when we finally got to see our men marching off to join the Union Army to fight against the evil slavery. But you know, we worried terrible about our men fighting. All that we could do was pray for the safe return. My own dear brother died fighting in November 1864 in the state of Alabama. After the war ended, many more dear friends left Buxton to help with the reconstruction of the southern states. My daughter Priscilla was a great help with the younger children, but don't you fool yourselves, we couldn't be everywhere at once. Our neighbors kept a watchful eye on our youngsters, just as we kept an eye on theirs. We knew who was doing what. Our boy Joseph stayed busy keeping the wood box full, after he forgot to get his chores done before he went fishing. All us women shared remedies to cure fevers and sickness. We went to each other's children's weddings, and now we watch them raise their families. We came together to bury our loved ones. Sam and I have been proud to belong to such a caring community and was glad to be able to contribute any time we could. I was just speechless when I was asked to draft the village plan for the North Buxton. Can you imagine? My work is recorded in the Registry Office of Chatham. When the war broke out in the States, we wanted to fight, but we wasn't allowed. We were mighty proud when we finally got to see our men marching off to join the Union Army to fight against the evil slavery. But you know, we were terrible about my men. I was like a thirsty sponge and soaked up all I could. Now I know that you all know my good husband, the Reverend Samuel Bowser Jones. We was married in 1861, one day after Christmas. I was 21 years old then. We met here in Buxton in 1859, when he was just plain Mr. Sam Jones, before he took to preaching. Sam run away same as me, but he came from Maryland with his older brother, Talbert. Maybe some of you have read Mr. William Steele's book, The Underground Railroad. Mr. Steele talks about how Sam tells about how him and Talbert stopping at his house in Philly on page 317. Sam and Talbert made their way to Buxton. Well, when he got here, the Buxton Liberty Bell rang to announce their arrival in our settlement, and the whole community welcomed them. He worked powerful hard to make money to buy land and to get himself an education. Sam bought property near my family on the 13th concession. Before long, he bought land on the 8th and 12th concessions too. We met here on the 12th at First Baptist Church, where we both were members. Sam and I raised our 12 babies. We provided and cared for each of our children. My daughter Priscilla was a great help with the younger children, but don't you fool yourselves, we couldn't be everywhere at once. Our neighbors kept a watchful eye out for our youngsters, just as we kept an eye on theirs. We knew who was doing what. Our boy Joseph stayed busy keeping the wood box full after he forgot to get his chores done before he went fishing. All us women shared remedies to cure fevers and sickness. We went to each other's children's weddings, and now we watch them raise their families. We came together to bury our loved ones. Sam and I have been proud to belong to such a caring community and was glad to be able to contribute any time we could. I was just speechless when I was asked to draft the village plan for North Buxton. Can you imagine? My work is recorded in the Registry Office of Chatham. When the war broke out in the States, we wanted to fight, but we wasn't allowed. We were mighty proud when finally got to see our men marching off to join the Union Army to fight against the evil slavery. But you know, we worried terrible about our men fighting. All that we could do was to pray for their safe returns home. My own dear brother died fighting in November 1864 in the state of Alabama. After the war ended, many more dear friends left Buxton to help with the reconstruction of the southern states.